This podcast is a publication of the Engineering Management Institute, where we are committed to building professional development systems, including project management and people leadership programs that support the growth of engineers and their firms. Download our AE Industry Trends Report for insights on the Great Resignation, remote work productivity, and people-centric cultures. To get your copy, visit engineeringmanagementinstitute.org.
Welcome to this episode of the AEC Engineering and Technology Podcast, a podcast dedicated to helping engineering professionals find technology that fits their needs. In this episode, I'll be speaking with Bryce, co-founder and CEO of Pavewise, about how technology is reshaping the asphalt, paving, and infrastructure industries and the impact of data on construction efficiency. Bryce will also provide some great tips on how professionals can integrate more technology into their projects. With that, let's jump into today's episode. Bryce, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And we've got a lot to dive into today, so we'll just get started off on the right here, foot here. But Bryce, could you start by telling us about your journey in the asphalt paving industry and how you co-founded Pavewise?
Yeah, so I'm actually a third generation construction company family owner. So I've been in horizontal construction my whole life. I was introduced to asphalt specifically. I was a college intern watching a paving crew taking tickets, inspecting the work, and fresh out of college and just learning, watching the ropes. I seen kind of some of the inefficiencies and how things were happening, and it kind of attracted me to what was going on. And that's kind of where I started in asphalt. From there, I started working with asphalt contractors, helping implement technologies, looking at their processes as far as, you know, how can we make this more efficient? What technologies help with that? And in that process, I created a software to track my own projects as a consultant called Pavewise that took multiple different variables and integrated them in. And that's really how we founded Pavewise. It was a tool we built as our consulting company to manage projects.
And it sounds like you just, right, took a direct need that you saw in your kind of day-to-day and just ran with it.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we did some research. We tried to find a more of a project management solution that fit. But paving is really unique, has a lot of niche variables that have to be managed specifically, you know, weather being one of them, and operations, logistics. Asphalt has to stay hot to be, you know, get good density. And we really just wanted to concentrate on those. And that's kind of how we built Pavewise. I guess 5 years ago, Pavewise wasn't even a thing. It was just a way we managed our own projects.
Gotcha. So Bryce, as an expert in asphalt paving, how do you see technology playing a pivotal role in the future of infrastructure?
I believe one of the main ingredients to the success of this industry. You know, construction itself is becoming less and less attractive to a lot of people because it is hard work, long hours. There's lots of stressful days. So technology helps individuals that are in this industry be more efficient, reduce stress. But also we see technologies as a tool to help individuals complement them. And that's really what we're trying to do with our software as well, is take care of some of that busy work, give them the knowledge to make a decision based off of data, not just guessing, you know, be proactive. So I truly believe if we don't start integrating and putting more technology into this industry, it's already slowly dying a little bit, that it's, you know, we need to do that to infuse this next generation.
And I think that is, you know, leads us nicely into our next question, right? So, right, whether it's concrete or asphalt, right, we all know it's just backbreaking work, right? And the men and women in the industry actually doing, you know, placement and repair and everything that just makes that makes infrastructure and the economy run is very important, right? But Pavewise is recognized for integrating project variables to enhance asphalt paving quality and increase revenue. Can you explain how the integration works and maybe how it makes life easier for people both in the office and the field?
Yeah, absolutely. You hit it right there. You know, what we're really trying to do is we noticed there was a lot of project management solution centers kind of to help look at schedules in the office and stuff. But we noticed working in the field, there was kind of a big void between project management and operations in the field. And that's what we really pride ourselves on, is we help the people in the field succeed. We've been called the the foreman's best friend, because you can literally see your project plans, your specs, your goals, your productions, your density requirements, your everything on those projects right from your mobile phone. And it eliminates any, you know, I didn't know any better. The transparency factor, right? Like, we've seen this a lot where I'd show up on a project, ask the foreman, like, what's your tons per day that you need to hit to be profitable? My project foreman or my project engineer never told me. So everybody's on the same goal. You're trying to achieve the same things. We bring that into the equation. And we also put in proactive text notifications for weather. We use 95% accurate weather data. Asphalt paving, you know, it's if you look at it, the wind changes the temperatures of the asphalt. Rain and moisture and oil don't mix well together. Temperature, it's a very sensitive industry. So we use the weather as a way to predict how efficient you can be, your impacts, and even operational recommendations to kind of combat those environmental changes.
And speaking of weather, Bryce, so we know, right, based on what you just said, weather plays a crucial factor in actually, right, asphalt quality, asphalt placement, schedule, et cetera. Could you talk about how essentially using this weather data translates into, you know, potential savings?
Yep. So some of the unique things that we do, and I mean, this data was tracked just through experience. When I was looking at projects, what caused the biggest impacts, you know, weather was always on the top of that list. We're paving outside. Our hands are tied to the environment that we're working in. But what we've seen happening was companies or crews weren't changing with the environment. So when a 25-mile-per-hour wind appears, they weren't tightening up roller passes. They weren't, you know, increasing plant temps. They weren't adjusting, adapting to those conditions. So one thing that we do to help with that is before that actual environment changes, we give out notifications that, you know, you're going from a 10 to 25-mile-per-hour wind change or temperatures are dropping this much. And we even give in the expert recommendations of what we would do as a consultant on that project. We build out schedules as well with the impacts, 7-day daily impacts, 14 days, where you can see based off of our engines, how much your crew is potentially going to be impacted on that specific project. And that comes from that pin location in the active project. Once you pin that location, it's 95% accurate weather data that we are actually running through our engines, giving the recommendations to really help you make decisions in your operations and understand what kind of environment you're going to be in.
Sounds like a trusted advisor in your pocket.
Absolutely. Yep.
So Bryce, could you share some insights on how Pavewise's web-based software maximizes productivity and improves project quality, right? So we've talked a little bit about weather, but I assume there's other factors at play.
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely. So we put in best practices as well. We do some training. So not only do we give that data for your environment, but we help the project foreman set up role patterns, specifications as far as density requirements. We look, you know, we bring in the mixed designs. We do a lot with tracking productions. If a project was bid at a specific production, say 300 tons per hour, and we're continually seeing those productions not being achieved, our software is smart enough to recognize that and text out a notification to that PM that there's issues. And then what that does is we can investigate into logistics. Is it a truck logistic? Is it a plant issue? What's happening? We do that with quality incentives, being ride density as well. Our software is smart enough where we can bring in a density worksheet. We can look at the average density, compare it, whether it's PWL, whether it's just average density, joint density, we can track that goal and compare actual versus what was bid or expected and provide in those production recommendations, those quality incentive recommendations. And the whole goal of this is to stay on top. Like we say this a lot, but proactive, right? Like we can see these daily. And if we're trending in a certain direction, whether it's up or down, we can identify that and make the changes to prevent lost time, money, profits, all those things.
And like you said, proactive instead of reactive, which I think, as we know in the construction industry, is becoming more capable with like real-time data and live statistics, but still there's definitely a lot of room for improvement.
Yes, huge, huge. I mean, it's really one of the most inefficient industries out there, and there's ways to fix that with just small changes and small steps, you know, just even bringing technology in to automate some of that can save a lot of time and money.
Absolutely.
So in Bryce, in your view, what are some of the most innovative strategies for achieving efficiency and stress-free project management in the construction landscape?
Yeah. One of the biggest is just bringing everybody into like a centralized platform. I myself was, when I was managing, you know, multiple projects, I spent half my day answering phone calls, just busy work, data management. I was just data overloaded where I was emailing, grabbing subcontractors' documents. One of my foremen would call with like, well, what is my specification? What do I got to get this ready for 5 inches of mix? What's my density requirement? Just a lot of simple things that added up to a lot of time. So really what we're trying to do with a lot of this, and I think that's what the whole industry is trying to do, is automate some of that busy work. And a lot of that's stemming from, there's such a need for people in this industry that we have to find ways to make the good people we have more efficient. So one way to do that is take away some of the busy work. And that's really what we're striving towards in technology in general. You know, you look at stringless concrete paving, you're saved 10,000 hours from not having to pound in all the string line spikes and things like that. Like, those are the ways that we enhance this industry and use technology to infuse it to make these people better and the industry better.
And like you said, Bryce, right, sometimes it is just very simple, either pieces of technology or strategies. And I think one piece is just educating, right, some of these individuals who may have no idea that the software exists, right? And it comes as a shock because just the way they've done things for such a long time, it may not even occur to them that there is a better solution, and it's really not that difficult to implement.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's really our biggest struggle right now, is we're changing behaviors. We're teaching an industry how you can use technology and trust it to do your job. We're really a virtual assistant in many means. But so yeah, we've seen a nice pivot though, where the industry realizes something needs to change and technology's here to stay. So they're adopting it. But, you know, it's still something we battle with every day. Our biggest competitor, pen and paper and Excel. We're working with companies that do half $500 million worth of work, and they're still running Excel to track a lot of their data, writing out a whiteboard. So it's a very old technology industry, but we feel like with, you know, good training and just helping the people listen to them, reduce that friction from technology in the whole transfer from the old way to the new way is very important. And we strive very hard on that.
And like you said, that human element is always going to be important, right? Because it's ultimately people who get these jobs done. And like you said, right, it's behavior change, it's, you know, strategy, it's just, I'll tell you, right, making people feel like they can still make an impact. And sometimes technology can be a little scary, but I think there's a lot of opportunity out there, which leads me to my next question, Bryce. Looking ahead, what emerging technologies do you think are going to further revolutionize the construction and paving industries?
Yeah, so everybody knows AI is a hot buzzword and stuff, but like, we're even implementing AI right now into our back end of, you know, helping contractors or the users be more efficient. So being able to take and use software, AI software that, you know, all you do is drop your files into a download or into a Dropbox, and it's smart enough to organize where it goes and who to text to notify that this came in. That's huge, you know, and the data, right? We're testing one of our new features that's using an AI weather software that we can actually pin a location of a project and put in your work days, say November 1st to November 30th. And it's going to give you your expected impacts, your average rain, your average temperature. So you know what kind of conditions you'll be working in when you complete that project. And it also gives you, you know, like risk analysis. So we talk about weather a lot. Weather impacts like 45% of construction. It's just huge. But if we can, you know, mitigate that risk, understand it, and use technology to be more efficient and work in certain areas where you're not impacted as much, or plan for operations during these impacts, it just makes the whole industry as a whole better, and you get better quality products, and people are happier and safer and all that. So, you know, this machine automation, autonomy is huge as well. We're working with equipment manufacturers that are ready to release fully autonomous rollers, and they're just waiting for states to push this, right? Like put the laws in place to let us use these on state highways on these construction projects. And we're very close in the state of North Dakota actually getting the law pushed to run the first fully autonomous pilot project for a state construction project. And we're very excited to see that.
And Bryce, I would agree, right? Artificial intelligence and robotics, and in your case, it more sounds like autonomous machinery, but similar end goal, right?
Yeah.
Two very popular topics we hear about here on the show. So it's good to see that it's pretty much infiltrating every aspect and every kind of niche of the industry.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I just had a discussion with a contractor in Texas. Like, so when we talk a lot to our customers, it's like, what's your biggest pain points? We want to know, what are you struggling with? This individual hired 12. He needed to hire one operator position. It took 12 people that he hired, fired, or found before he found that 13th person that could run that piece of equipment efficiently or showed up to work. 12 people in one season that he had to rotate through to run that one roller. So, you know, we're always a little bit, you know, we're not taking jobs away. We're creating new jobs with new types of construction workers, new technology savvy construction workers that have to manage this autonomous equipment. We really do strive and push. We see it's the future, you know, whether it's autonomy, whether it's AI, whether it's just technology in general. It's what the generations coming up that are going to be molding our industry want to see. And that's what we need now to be more efficient.
And more competitive in any economy, right? Because why come to construction when I can do a cool thing in industry XYZ, right?
Absolutely. Yep.
All right, Bryce, so our final question for today, what advice would you give to paving contractors and construction professionals looking to integrate more technology into their projects?
Yeah, I mean, do your research, find a champion. That's always the biggest thing is like, if you're interested in researching a technology or, you know, making improvements in your company, find that individual that has a passion for it and do your research, make your connections. There's lots of people out there that are testing these new technologies. You don't have to recreate the wheel. You can learn from these individuals that all have the same passion. So, you know, get with your local Asphalt Association, NAPA. You know, there's all these great individuals that are pushing technology and see the issues in the workforce and just make connections, right? We're all here to achieve the same goal. We want to see the industry succeed. We want to see people in it be better, do better. So just reach out.
And I'd echo that, Bryce. I think construction, architecture, engineering, right? Some of the most helpful people you'll ever meet in the industry. And I do think that collaborative mindset is pretty much industry wide.
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely. Like the horizontal industry is the biggest, smallest industry, is what a lot of people say, because it's a huge industry, but there's, you know, it's really niched. So once you get into connecting with people, it's unbelievable. Some of the people I've met with, and that's one of the reasons I have such a huge passion for the industry, is the people. There's amazing people in this industry that are just, you know, like-minded and want to just see it succeed. So it's great to be a part of that.
Absolutely. And Bryce, thank you so much for joining us today. If our listeners have more questions or want to connect with you, what's the best way to reach you?
The best way to reach me is through our website, pavewisepro.com, or you can email me at bryce.worry@pavewisepro.com as well. I'd love to connect, questions, anything. You know, we're here, we're trying to revolutionize a paving industry, build better roads, help people in that industry succeed. So I love talking about it, and that's how you can connect.
Absolutely. And for those of you who are listening in today or didn't have a pen, all of Bryce's information will be in the show notes. So please feel free to reach out again. Bryce, very educational discussion we had today. Great having you on the show, and thank you so much.
Yes, thank you very much, Nick. I appreciate it and look forward to talking again soon.
Absolutely. Until next time, Bryce, take care.
You too. Thanks.
Please remember, you can find the show notes for this episode at aectechpodcast.com. There, you will find a summary of key points discussed in today's episode, as well as links to any of the resources, websites, or books mentioned during this episode. Until next time, I wish you the best in all of your engineering and technology endeavors. Thank you.